Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, interestingly, all right, and I have to open with this. I thought that was very, very cool. One of my listeners' granddaughters needed a name, and they named the granddaughter Dahlia. Hey, that kid, oh, that kid's screwed. Oh, that kid is going to be screwed. But Dahlia is starting to become a popular name. I do apologize to those of you affected. Apparently in 2022, 3,050, according to Baby Center user data, used the name Dahlia, up 1,100 times from 2021. Now, it was used even more so back in 2016. There were 4,300 uses of the name Dahlia. So, but be careful, guys. If you do name your kid or the grandkid gets named Dahlia, keep in mind it might connote or predict some of the following, okay? The kid might be grown out of a training bra by the third grade. The kid's hair may be frazzled, overly processed, overly dyed, blonde, okay? You know, you might not ever see natural hair color on that child because she might just always be dyeing her hair blonde. The child giggles a lot. If you have a child with the name of Dahlia, all they're doing is giggling, okay? Making stupid jokes. If you do name your child Dahlia, as an infant, they are going to begin to talk, even before they learn how to poop in their diaper. That child will probably also have a crush on every man she meets, right? I would go up to any man and kiss him. Most likely she will, though, have a huge affinity towards Viggo Mortensen and Michael Fassbender. She's also going to love The Lord of the Rings and Hobbit and, you know, Game of Thrones and all sorts of those sorts of movie themes. If you do have a child named Dahlia, she will eat with her hands. I'm telling you right now, okay? She will not like forks, knives, and spoons. If she can't find a clean spoon, she will eat her cereal with her fingers or with a fork. That's just because she wants to eat. The child will not be able to spell. If your child's name is Dahlia and it's anything like me, she's going to have a tough time spelling. Child will probably love red meat. That's me. Love red meat. Your child will also probably garnish everything with chocolate. I don't even care if it's Brussels sprout. She'll put chocolate on it. And if you are pre-planning for either your pregnancy or a loved one's pregnancy, where the child will be named Dahlia, that pregnancy is going to be marred with severe constipation, hemorrhoids, irritable bowel syndrome. So as much as I love the fact that people are going to be using Dahlia as a baby name, I realize it comes with some heat. Now, scientists in the U.S. and U.K. have determined the most beautiful baby names. And they have come up with a list of top 100 names for both genders and regions. Now, it's interesting. So here, gender is still existing. I know there's a big question on, are we done with gender? Is gender still existing? According to this, there is gender. And they have names for girls and boys. I don't know if this is going to be something that will be reported in multiple media outlets based on how they look at gender. But these are names for those individuals who would be identifying as a boy or girl. And the most beautiful name in both the U.S. and the U.K. was Sophia. Matthew was number one for boys. Zion was number one in the U.K. They said the U.S. loved names that started with E. The U.K. seemed to love names with male, you know, for males that kind of paralleled the monarchy. So I thought that was fascinating. I do not see Dahlia on the list. I don't believe I do. I've read through the list. I always look for my name. You know how you go in those stores and they have a little, you know, these little, not bumper stickers, but little license plates or keychains. There's never Dahlia. I've never seen Dahlia. Maybe I will now that's getting more popular. But in the U.S., the top names are Matthew and Sophia for boy, girl, Julie and Zoe, William, Everly, Ed Everly, Isaiah, Sophie, Leo and Riley, round out the top five. Then Levi or Ivy, Joseph or Paisley, Theo or Willow, Isaac or Ellie, Samuel or Emily, round out the top 10. Miles is a popular one. Evelyn, James, Eva, Elijah, Elena, Luke or Chloe, Noah or Nova, Santiago, Penelope, Owen or Lucy, number 17, 18, Logan or Lily, Liam or Olivia, Roman or Naomi. I love the name Roman. Roman's cool. I also love Cooper. I love Colby. I love those names, but I don't, yeah. Ryan comes in number 21, Emma, Cooper, Natalie, Jack, Sophia, Maverick, Eleanor, Anthony or Violet, Ezekiel or Bella, Carter or Luna, Benjamin or Ella, Lucas or Victoria, Henry or Isabella, Jacob or Maya, rounding out now the top 30, Lincoln, Natalia, Mason or Amelia, Nathan or Savannah, I love the name Savannah, Asher or Charlotte, Jackson or Stella, Andrew or Hazel. Hazel is interesting. Hazel was a name in the 1920s. Hazel's coming back. Cameron or Athena. Oh, Athena's cool. Alexander, Maria, Theodore or Autumn, rounding out the top 40. And the last 10 are Adam or Kennedy, Gabriel or Aurora, Kingston or Alice, Daniel or Aria, David or Harper, Hunter, Serenity, Dylan or Nora, Muhammad or Grace, Sebastian or Elizabeth, Adrian or Hannah. So pretty damn cool. That's, you know, names. My kids' names are Stone and Brock. Not on the list. They're always frustrated. They can't find something that has their name on it. But again, I wanted to give them something unique. If anybody said, hey, we need to beat up the Wax Kids. Yeah, sure. Who are they? Stone and Brock. Never mind. They sound like they could kick our ass. That's why I named them Stone and Brock. So Hunter, I use as a middle name for one of them. Michael, I use as a middle name. But if I had a daughter, we would have probably named her Rivy. Rivy, because we name after, you know, the relatives that have passed. And so my grandmother was Rivka Leah. So Rivka was the Hebrew name. So her name would have been Rivy. But I don't know. I like all names. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. Don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. percentage points.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, you guys might like this one. This is Amy writing, why do doctors, and here's a list, push pharmaceuticals when I want to go natural? Push antibiotics when I'm looking for a salve. Not give antibiotics when I want an antibiotic. Make you wait. Not spend time with you. Have a nurse or assistant spend more time with you than they do. Retire without telling you. Move without telling you. She says the list goes on. Your profession sucks. Okay. And she's not that far off. I mean, the profession doesn't suck, but I see why she's ticked. Okay, let's quickly hit through these. Why are doctors pushing pharmaceuticals and not embracing more natural? I think that's a stereotype. I think a lot of doctors love natural. If your doctors have asked you to hydrate, if your doctors have asked you to have a balanced diet, if your doctors have told you to make sure you get some rest, okay, that counts as natural remedies. if your doctor necessarily might not be that versed in turmeric or using cinnamon or using eucalyptus or using, part of that can be to blame because there is so much data that doctors have to sift through. And the pharmaceuticals have a protection, a legal protection for that doctor in terms of the FDA publishing all the side effects or the pharmaceutical company publishing the side effects, drug interactions. And so when somebody would come in saying, I want to treat my cholesterol naturally, And I'll be really honest with you guys about this. Okay, I dig natural remedies. I think natural. I was in practice with a homeopath, alternative medicine doctor. That's why our practice for years was called Integrative Family Medicine. I find it fantastic. But here was the problem. Okay, when you have a patient who, let's say, dies, and you did not provide standard of care, and the standard of care would include a statin, let's say, to prevent a heart attack, and that patient has a heart attack, you can be extremely liable. Now, if you documented that you offered the statin, patient refused, you gave them education on it, and they wanted to go with something that was over-the-counter, black cohosh, or I don't know, red yeast rice, red rice yeast, whatever, and they chose to do that, instead, you might have some liability protection. But there have been cases where patients have declined something, a bad outcome happens, the family sues and is successful at suing that doctor, and then that doctor is up on medical sanctions from their board when they lose a lawsuit, saying, why didn't he offer it? So, for example, I had a friend of mine who had a patient who was having headaches. And the doctor said, look, dude, you know, you should get an MRI. We need to figure out where these headaches are coming from. And he's like, I can't afford that. No, just give me the medicine. The medicine's working. So he gave him the medicine. Medicine was working. Patient ends up having a brain tumor. I think the patient died. When the family sued, the family said, what is he talking about? The patient couldn't afford it. We would have paid for it. And apparently the doctor lost that lawsuit because he didn't offer it. Now, he said he had a conversation with him, but it wasn't documented. You didn't see the prescription. You know, this is why with my students, I tell them, look, you know, always write the order. Let the patient decide. They might turn around and go, you know what? I spoke to the family. The family said they're going to help me pay for it. Whatever insurance doesn't pay. So they have the prescription. But if you don't give them that prescription, it looks like you didn't offer it. So pharmaceuticals, if you have somebody that has a heart attack and you never offered the statin or you never offered to lower their blood pressure or manage your diabetes, and you could be in a crap load of trouble. And a doctor is only good to their patients and their practice if they're able to practice. If they lose their license, if they get sued and lose everything, or they can't get a malpractice insurance, and then they're no good to nobody. So I do agree with Amy that we should have a broader acceptance of natural sort of remedies. I think eucalyptus, there's a eucalyptus remedy we use for nosebleeds. When these kids, especially boys, get chronic nosebleeds, an ENT taught me to put this eucalyptus oil in their nose. And if they do it a few times a week, it will allow sometimes that tissue to soften, it not dry, crack the vessels, and it helped my boys stop their nosebleeds. So I think it's fantastic. The problem is what is the product? Is the product something that has been FDA approved? Is the product clean? Is the product free of contaminants? And when you hear these reports that a lot of these supplements don't have what you think they do, if a doctor recommends a supplement and he has nothing to protect himself on, and something bad happens and that supplement is found part of it, they don't have that protection. But I think a lot more supplements are now becoming more widespread and there's a lot more studies. And so I think there's a lot less hesitancy by doctors for that. In terms of antibiotics, if you want, you know, just an ointment, if a doctor feels your infection is deeper than what an ointment can handle, they will recommend or, you know, oral antibiotics. And again, if you end up having, you know, a more severe infection, you could have a worse outcome. With a worse outcome, they could get hurt, they could die, doctor could get sued. So if they ever push an oral antibiotic, it's because they probably are concerned that you have a deeper infection. Not getting antibiotics, we spoke a lot about on the show. Many of you are frustrated that you call in telemedicine, you have a sore throat, you want an antibiotic, and the doctor doesn't give it to you. Well, if he can't be convinced that it's strep, and he thinks your sore throat is viral, or due to COVID, or flu, or something else, there's a lot of now rules in terms of antibiotic resistance. So I get that people get very frustrated. Some of them really do have strep. But if it's over the phone and you can't be swabbed and they can't verify it, you don't necessarily get the antibiotic. The waiting, we spoke about the waiting. Many people are upset that doctors make them wait. I get it. I get it. You know, with medicine, after the advent of HMOs, it was, you know, volume. For those that were PPO or for those that got crappy reimbursements, it was all about the volume. And so if, you know, I never liked double booking. But when people no show, or when it's, you know, you can only survive on so much. So there, you know, there will be more patients than patient spots allowed. And yes, there will be waits. And it sucks. I agree. It sucks. I would love to go to a doctor. We had a recent doctor visit where I was only a couple minutes, there was only a couple minute wait. It was fantastic. And I think doctors are going to try to do better. Physicians not spending time with you. Well, if they're in a hurry and they're trying to now keep people on time, you're going to get less doctor time. Now with Yelp reviews and all that and people saying, gosh, you know, the doctor's taking too long. The doctor's not spending enough time. I'm waiting over 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Then that doctor's going to be quick. And he's going to say, and it's frustrating because I, you know, the days if you get to sit down with your doctor for an hour are gone. Unless you have like a direct primary care or a concierge practice where they only have five that day and you are one of the ones who gets to spend an hour with. Having a nurse or assistant spend more time with you than they do, Amy brings up, oftentimes doctors will have medical students or nurse practitioners will have student nurse practitioners or PAs will have, you know, student PAs. And so for them to get access and practice, they a lot of times will take the history. And so, and if a doctor is, you know, trying to see as many people as possible and he is trying to give himself to more patients as possible, much of the, you know, history taking and some of that, which I still think is crucial. And I did my own. I didn't have anybody do my own history taking. I did it myself because I could get, I know what I need to go, ask and I know where to go. But a lot of times that saves that doctor time. So when you get time with the doctor, it's all his advice. He'll talk to you still or she'll talk to you still, but it you know, it's a little bit more time effective. But for some, they would rather be the doctor asking the questions. You do have a choice. You don't always have to, you know, talk to the assistant. And then retire or move without telling you. That's a biggie. And we're going to have to spend time on this one. Many of you have asked, how do you keep your doctor? Obama promised you could keep your doctor. Most of you do not have the doctor you had 6 months ago. 6 years ago. You get a different doctor every time. And when the doctor leaves or retires, you don't get told. So what is supposed to happen is when a doctor leaves, we did this, we made an announcement, we sent letters, but oftentimes, we transferred care, but, you know, oftentimes, well, you know what? This is important. Let me talk about the next, you know, how do you keep your doctor and what happens with that? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA says there's a shortage of amoxicillin used by children. The drug, often used to treat bacterial infections, comes in tablets, capsules, and as a liquid. It's the liquid that's in short supply, although major pharmacies haven't yet reported many problems. The Department of Justice is announcing a huge bust in a catalytic converter theft ring.
The Department of Justice took a big crack at catalytic converter thieves, announcing raids and arrests on Wednesday to break up a network of thieves, dealers, and processors. Searches and seizures occurred in California, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Nevada, North Carolina, and Virginia. It's estimated this crime has netted hundreds of millions of dollars. The precious metals in catalytic converters is why they're so valuable.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we go on to some more news, really quickly, I want to talk about how to save your doctor or how to try and keep your doctor when they keep leaving. We have open enrollment for Medicare right now. Many insurances, I believe you have open enrollment on the healthcare.gov, and then it's going to lock. Your doctor, if they are not concierge, just taking cash, if they are insurance-based, and many are, if that company that doctor works for or that doctor is not credentialed on that insurance, you aren't going to probably see them. You could still see them as cash, but if you're already paying for insurance, you usually want to have a doctor that's on the plan so you don't have to pay extra. So what I always do is I speak to the doctor or I speak to the billing company of, you know, which insurance companies do they plan on sticking with? If a doctor keeps getting paid like crap, they're going to drop that insurance. And so you might not want to pick that insurance if you have a choice. If that insurance does not appear to be keeping that doctor on their network, maybe that insurance doesn't like that doctor, etc., then, you know, again, that might play a factor. So since so many companies, like we had a trust, two of them, in my neck of the woods, that wouldn't pay doctors. And they basically said, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't bill the patient. You're not going to get paid. You're going to get screwed. So the doctor said, well, then we're not seeing the patients anymore. And those people got stuck. So many of their doctors that they were seeing, they couldn't see anymore because where those doctors worked said, we're not going to work for free. So we're not going to take you. So your flexibility with your insurance would you know, benefit you if there's a doctor you really, really like. Now, some of you haven't found a doctor that you really like. So you're like, you know what, I'll take what I can get, whatever my insurance covers. But if you have a doctor that you love or a medical provider that you love, then you need to talk to them and say, look, I don't want to not have you. And they love this. By the way, I mean, oh, my gosh, we eat this stuff up. When a patient says, I love you as my doctor and I don't want to see anybody else. And I've said that to my doctors. I go, I don't want to see somebody else. It scares me to think that I'm going to lose my doctor. Then say, what is the best way for me to be up to date with any changes your practice has on that? Or do you foresee having any issues? And here's my insurance. And oftentimes they're aware. They're aware of which insurances are the pains in the butt. They're aware if there's an insurance company they have to drop or if they're having issues with payment. And, you know, and they'll say, look, you know, we have no problems. Your insurance company's great. I don't see myself leaving them. Now, what about that doctor leaving and going to another facility? Well, most of the time, the credentialing follows the doctor. So if the doctor moves from one practice to another, and that doctor's a provider, you should be able to still follow that doctor. But if it's only the practice that's credentialed, and the doctor isn't, you're stuck. And then you have to only go to those practices that take that insurance. So it's a little tricky, which is why if you really love a doctor, you need to spend a couple seconds talking to them about what the plan is going to be. Now, another issue is that some of these doctors, they're done. They're like, you know what? I was going to wait till I was 65, but it's just not worth it anymore. I don't see my family. I'm tired. I'm not making the money I'm making. I paid off all my student loans, and I might not have had to, you know. So, you know what? I'm going to do things a little different. And so you have a lot of doctors that are retiring early. You need to find that out before you start to search and change your insurance. You might have fantastic insurance, but you're changing your insurance to chase a ghost. If that doctor is leaving, or if that doctor is cutting back, that's another thing. Some doctors are cutting back on patients. They're cutting back on patient types. For a large period of time, there were doctors not taking Medicare patients anymore, those over 65. And it wasn't that they were being discriminatory. It's just they were going to phase out Medicare. They weren't going to be doing that. They were going to slowly be moving towards a cash practice. And so oftentimes they're like, look, I have too many patients. I need to start limiting. So we're going to start dropping certain, you know, insurances. And since Medicare was a pain in the butt and would say they paid when they didn't and the checks weren't coming in and they said there was a glitch and sometimes they ask for money back when you earned it and they're like, yeah, we're going to bundle that instead. Oftentimes, a lot of doctors said, I think we're done with Medicare. So I think Medicare has gotten better since then, but there's so many reasons that could be at play. And if your doctor isn't honest with you, if you don't feel like you're getting a really honest, you know, reason, then, you know, assume they're probably not going to be your doctor much longer because either they want out or there's other factors that you aren't aware of. In terms of being told when a doctor is leaving, why are you not told? So the process is supposed to be the clinic or the doctor sends out a letter to the tens of thousands of patients that they have. And the process used to be you send letters to those thousands upon thousands of individuals saying we are going to be leaving as of the first of the year. If you need to make an appointment, you could call. Here's a list of doctors who are going to be taking our patients. Or you'll be able to see any of the other partners. And so oftentimes that happens. you have some facilities where they look at the cost and they go, okay, that's going to be ridiculous. And we're not going to be able to take in everybody before that person leaves. So what we're going to do is we're going to let people know when they come in. And we're going to have banners, and we're going to have flyers, and we're going to have, you know, or we'll make phone calls to the high-risk individuals that keep that have appointments already scheduled. But because of the cost and the lack of how do you handle 10,000 patients that are going to try to call and get in before that doctor leaves, you're starting to hear that people aren't getting notes anymore. So when you go to make an appointment and you find out your doctor's gone, and you're like, well, why didn't anybody tell me? That might be one of the reasons. Now, some of you have asked about abandonment. Abandonment is when you get fired from the doctor's office and you don't have enough time to regroup, get your medications. There's an abandonment window that we try to honor so you don't feel abandoned. This gets a little tricky depending on the state medical board, because we had a patient who was assaulting me. We had another patient who was trying to assault the nurses, and I didn't want to give them the 30 days. But the way the law states is you have to give the patient 30 days. Well, that person wanted to come in every day for those 30 days. And I'm like, what do we do? And I go, I'm going to have to call the police. I cannot have this person. I cannot violate a medical board rule to have somebody who I think is endangering the safety of my staff and patients because we have to give them 30 days. And so they did suggest at the time to have the police there every time the patient came. But we still had to honor the 30 days. So that was interesting. But usually when your patients are cool and they aren't assaulting you and you are making a change, we do want to give them notice. We want to give them time to get their medications, get, their ducks in a row, make options, and have other means to be able to get in with somebody else. So it's a tricky situation. I really apologize because some of you have had horrible experiences. Some of you have had amazing experiences with doctors. And, you know, I try to tell you guys the backstory. I try to tell you guys the nitty-gritty, what could be happening, why the reasoning is. Many people think doctors are just rude and all they do is play golf. But there's a lot of backstory to this. And so I try to just be as transparent as possible. Medicine has changed where it's now big business, it's corporations. So doctors might think that the corporation is handling all of it, and the corporation might not be handling all of it. They might have labor shortages. Somebody might be dropping the ball. So it's something that I'm not very, very proud of. I think there's a better way to do it. And that doesn't always translate into it being done. You know, just like with the government, I opened the show saying, you know, we should be running this place a hell of a lot better than it is. And, everything leaves a lot to be desired. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have asked if former President Bill Clinton has Parkinson's. Now, the reason why this all started is because people noticed a tremor 6 years ago when he was at the Democratic National Convention speaking on behalf of Hillary. And you saw a little bit of a tremor in both his hands. At the time, he had said it was because of age, and I didn't want to make a big issue of it. One, I like to, you know, give people their privacy. He's not running the country anymore, so we don't, you know, need to concentrate on his cognitive abilities. Not that we're really doing that with Biden right now, but so I'm like, look, you know, he probably has a tremor. He's older. At the time, he was, what, 68, or 69. And I'm like, yeah, I notice it, you know, but with Parkinson's, and remember, Parkinson's is one of the most common progressive disorders of the nervous system. Just because somebody has a tremor doesn't necessarily mean he has Parkinson's. I was concerned about Parkinson's. He said he was concerned about Parkinson's, but his doctor said he didn't have it. And Parkinson's may have a pill rolling tremor, where the finger and hand move rhythmically as if it looks like he's playing or somebody's playing with a pill. Somebody with Parkinson's will also have more rigidity. They may have issues with their gait, shuffle a little bit more. Their speech could change. At the time, Bill Clinton's movements were very fluid. And so people, we thought maybe at the time, and we spoke about this on the show, maybe he has an essential tremor. An essential tremor is a benign tremor that comes with age. But I've been seeing it in some of his recent interviews, and yesterday it was pretty apparent. And I have to tell you, it looked a little pill rolling to me. Not that that means he has Parkinson's, but some medications could give you a Parkinson's-like sort of tremor. But he's got a pretty significant tremor. So he was speaking at a rally for the New York Congressional Democrat, Josh Riley. I think he's CD, is it 19 for New York? I have to double check. And you saw Bill Clinton suffer with a pretty significant hand tremor. In fact, he had to continually switch microphones, switch hands with his microphone. Because once the tremor kicked in and the microphone was moving, he would switch hands. Because when he had some active role, with Parkinson's, you have a tremor at rest. When you're using your hand, the tremor seems to stop. So he would use his hands to grab the microphone and switch the microphone back and forth, which would temporarily stop the tremor. And then you could see the hand shake, especially the left one. So it is concerning. You know, Bill Clinton had said years ago he was worried he had Parkinson's. He had been interviewed by Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent, and he admitted to being concerned about having Parkinson's, but he was relieved, he said, when the doctors ruled out the diagnosis. So at the time, he had said years ago that he has a normal aging phenomenon. Now he's 76 years old, but that tremor does look kind of pill rolling, and it looks a little bit more significant. But here's the thing. Tremors can be caused by a variety of things. I'm not saying Bill Clinton has Parkinson's, but it is something that would be in the differential that his doctors would have to monitor him for. So a tremor is one of the most common neurological issue that we have out there. It's an involuntary movement of the hands, face, trunk, legs, voice, and it will tell us that there's something going on with the nervous system. A brain tumor can do it, stroke, multiple sclerosis, traumatic brain injury, Wilson's disease, Parkinson's, other neurodegenerative disorders could be associated with that. But also there's metabolic issues that could cause tremors. Thyroid, kidney disease, liver disease, parathyroid. If your sugar is low, you could shake. Low salt, magnesium, calcium, low vitamins, B12. And there's tons of medications. Remember, Bill Clinton had a cardiac event. So beta blockers might help, but there's heart medications that could cause a tremor. Blood pressure medications could cause it. ADHD meds, antibiotics, mood stabilizers, Depakote, seizure medications, albuterol for asthma, stimulants like with ADHD, certain antidepressants or medications for anxiety. Alcoholism can cause tremors. Withdrawing from alcohol could cause tremors. Nicotine could cause tremors. Caffeine could cause tremors. So how do we test it? Well, we'll do blood tests, urine tests, sometimes a spinal tap, CT scans, MRIs. We'll do electromyograms to nerve conduction tests to look at, you know, what's happening, especially. And because the tremor involves the muscles, we use electromyograms to see if, try to determine a cause or determine the severity of it. So what do? How do we treat it? Well, if it's because your sugar is low, we're going to correct your sugar. If it's because of a thyroid issue, we're going to correct your thyroid. If it's a vitamin deficiency, we'll correct your vitamin deficiency. If it's triggered by caffeine, alcohol, we're going to try to mitigate that. If it's your medications that are causing it, we'll switch medications. If you are on, you know, medications that we believe this is something that is beyond the medications, then we're going to add a medication to control it. Levodopa for Parkinson's, beta blockers for essential tremor. Physical therapy can sometimes help. Surgery. Sometimes I'll do deep brain stimulation. This all depends on the cause. So many of us do not want a tremor. You know, I was doing a lot of surgical procedures in training. And when I would be doing 36-hour shifts, in order to stay awake, I would need to drink coffee or drink caffeine. And I would always watch to see if I had a tremor. I did not want to, because a lot of students were shaking because of all the caffeine they would take in to stay awake. And so, you know, you got to watch your diet. You got to watch your caffeine intake. Watch your blood sugar, vitamins, nutrients. Make sure you're getting plenty of rest. Sometimes when you're tired, you might have more fasciculations or more prone to tremor. There are medications that are more tremor prone. So if you're noticing a tremor, you got to talk to your medical provider about maybe changing it out. Make sure you have regular medical visits and also try and avoid head and spinal cord injury. That's big too. So we'll keep you guys posted. I hope Bill Clinton doesn't have Parkinson's. Years ago he said he doesn't. You know, but it is a significant tremor that he has. But he was still able to, you know, stunt for his political candidate, and you know, he was still able to do the job that he was asked to do. Somebody that's not going to be able to do the job they wanted to do are these catalytic converter thieves. Remember I told you guys people were stealing catalytic converters because there are precious metals in our catalytic converter that has platinum, rhodium, palladium, and they are worth a lot of money compared to gold, some of them. Well, apparently feds have cracked down on a huge theft ring. The Justice Department arrested 21 people suspected of belonging to a theft ring that made millions of dollars from stolen catalytic converters. And they seized hundreds of millions of dollars in assets, homes, bank accounts, cars, jewelry from the defendants. They are being charged with conspiracy to transport stolen catalytic converters, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and more. Right now, the government is seeking $545 million in forfeitures. So these defendants have been charged in two different indictments in separate courts, the Eastern District of California, the Northern District of Oklahoma. 15 of the defendants are accused of buying catalytic converters from local thieves and shipping them to DG Auto in New Jersey. Six people in the auto shop are accused of buying the stolen parts and decanning them to extract the powdered metals and sell them to a metal refinery. They allegedly made about $545 million in the process. These catalytic converters are being stolen across the country. We've been telling people to try to put, you know, you could try to put, you know, cages and things like that, but sometimes these people are so smart they know how to break through the cage. So, and if you don't have a garage, or if you don't have a place where your car can be, you know, protected, these catalytic converter thefts, they find you. And it's not good for your car. It's expensive to replace it. So these precious metals are in there to reduce harmful emissions because they take the noxious gases like the hydrocarbons, carbon monoxide, nitrogen dioxide, and convert them to less harmful gases. That's why those metals are in there. And that's why it's a catalytic converter. So, you know, try to maybe paint it obnoxious so people can, you know, see it. Increase lighting by your home, lock up your car. But at least they made some movement on that. 1-877, Doc Valley.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.